USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
For the fourth straight night, protesters gathered outside of the Brooklyn Center of Minnesota Police Department, demonstrating over the death of Dante Wright. Officials say an unlawful assembly order was issued earlier in the night after reports of protesters throwing objects and shooting fireworks at police. Earlier in the day, former Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter was arrested and charged with second-degree manslaughter in the shooting. She's scheduled for her first court appearance on Thursday. Potter was the officer who shot Wright during a traffic stop on Sunday. She says she meant to draw her taser and mistakenly pulled her firearm. And the United States will sanction Russia over alleged election interference and hacking in response to the SolarWinds breach. Reuters first reported that the sanctions could come as soon as Thursday. 30 entities are expected to be hit with the sanctions, and 10 Russian officials will be expelled from the country. Earlier this week, President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke during a phone call where Biden proposed a summit between the two leaders to try and calm tensions between Russia and neighbor Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
President Biden announced Wednesday that all American troops would be leaving Afghanistan by this September 11th. About 2,500 troops are still in country. NATO also announcing Wednesday that it will pull its troops from the country. But the decision has been met with criticism. Admiral James Stavridis led NATO operations in Afghanistan for 4 years, and he tells MSNBC that he would have advised the president against the pullout, and hopes the U.S. will continue to fund the Afghan military in their battles against the Taliban.
I don't know if the outcome is going to be better or worse, but I do know, as a military officer, it's never a good idea to tell your opponents, we will be off the field by this date certain. So I'll conclude an opening thought, which is, what's really important is, okay, the president's made his decision, we're going to salute we the military and carry it out, of course. The question is, what happens after September 11th of this year? I hope that we will continue to fund the Afghan security forces.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
One prominent critic of President Biden's foreign policy says the administration is making the nation less safe. Lance Pry reports.
As Iran prepares to start enriching uranium to levels near bomb-making capabilities, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News says the president's foreign policy blunders is making America less safe.
Joe Biden's become an incredibly destabilizing American president. He took a border that was pretty calm and turned it into chaos. The Mideast had been transformed on Trump's watch, where the Arabs were working with the Israelis and had Iran in a box. He's taken Iran and let them out of the box. They're talking about enriching uranium at 60% now, which is a direct threat to the existence of the state of Israel. The Russians are challenging him in the Ukraine, and now he is withdrawing forces in Afghanistan against sound military advice.
90% enrichment is what's needed to make a nuclear weapon. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Chicago White Sox pitcher Carlos Rodon has thrown the 20th no-hitter in team history, beating the Indians Wednesday night 8-0. Rodon was one pitch away from a perfect game. The only base runner he allowed was Indians catcher Roberto Perez, who made it to first in the top of the ninth after being hit by a pitch. Rodon struck out 12, throwing 114 pitches in the win to improve to 2-0 on the young season. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.